Yeah, so with this last spring, we had pretty much three big chunks that growers planted their corn. You had mid late April, mid to late May, and probably early June. And with it strung all over the place for harvest, a lot of guys are asking whether or not their late corn will make it before frost. And there's a few tips growers can do to look at their dry down. Probably the easiest one, mainly concerning this June corn is looking, between R5 and R6 and looking at that milk line. So R5, that's early dent. And when you see that first dent, that grain moisture is going to be about 50%. About halfway down, that's about 40%. When it gets to R6, that's when you'll see the black layer. And that's when the plant's finished putting all that dry matter into that ear, and the risk from freeze is pretty minimal, or there is no risk there. So that's one way to do it. Another way is kind of monitoring your growing degree units. And you can do that. There's a lot of tools online, but from Midwest Regional Climate Center, you can get your historical GDDs. And as it updates, you can kind of plug those in and see how you progress along and track it down to black layer. One thing to note is as you get planting dates beyond May 1st, corn hybrids will shorten up. So you need to take off about 6.8 GDDs per day for every day that you planted that crop past June 1st. And that'll give you a good idea of when you can anticipate black layer. In terms of dry down, again, we can look at those GDDs and kind of estimate how many points of moisture we're losing. And if you plug in a moisture and do some math there, you can kind of figure out when you expect to do a harvest. Just looking roughly, historically, for the month of September, we lose about 6 points of moisture per day. These last 2 weeks of heat have really pushed that along, and it's looking a lot more optimistic for some of these later planting dates. So actually, instead of 6 points of moisture per day, we were losing 0.8 points of moisture per day, and that's huge. So if you think of that May and April planted corn, that's going to push that harvest up about 5 to 8 days. And when we start looking at that June corn, that's going to push it up 2 weeks if we're targeting 17% moisture. So actually, the GDDs are actually trending above historical averages based on the last 2 weeks in September alone. So that's a good sign. Looking pretty optimistic. We're not out of the woods, but a lot better than what we were going into early September there.